Amen.
Same thing happened at the first service. I'm on. If you're a singer, you understand she calls on the Lord to help her. When I'm singing, on the inside I'm begging. Lord, please let me help. Hit that note, Lord. Take your Bibles just a moment and turn to 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm not going to keep you but a minute more, I promise. Still early yet. You'll still make it before the Methodists make the lunch time. Some of y'all going to the cafeteria, you'll still get there in time, I promise. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's a very familiar text. It's one that probably all of us know. I'm going to ask you to stand, please, in reverence and honor as we read this verse. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for the demonstration of the Holy Spirit now in BB's life, Lord. We thank you how you spoke through her, and Lord, we ask now that you continue to speak. Lord, speak to our hearts about revival. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. This text is known as the formula for revival. The formula for revival. Now, many times we think about revival, we'll have like plan, we've got a revival meeting coming up. That's what people will say. We got Brother John coming next Sunday, and he's going to be with us through Wednesday night, and we say we're having a revival meeting. Well, what we're doing, folks, we're having a series of meetings, and we're praying for a revival. Revival is a manifestation of God upon the lives of Christians. Revival is not for lost people. If you're lost here today, you don't understand that, because revival is not for you. What does it mean to be revived? It means to put life back into. And my prayer, and I hope your prayer has been, that God would put life back in us, that we would be revived, that we would be stirred in our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this verse is the formula for Christians to experience revival. And I'm going to break it down very simply. It first says, if my people. It's referring to Christian people. If my people, God's born-again children, is referring to all those who've been saved. And let's just say everybody's saved in the house today. It's referring to every person who is a true child of God. If my people. He goes on to say, which are called by my name. And that is, we're called by the name of Jesus. We're Christians. We are little Christ. So if my people, which are called by my name... That is the first step in the formula of revival. That is God's people, you and I, those who are saved, those who have been washed in the blood, those who have been set apart by the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, if you're saved or not, this applies to you. If you're not saved, this verse doesn't apply to you. But it goes on to say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Now, folks, here's the key part, because with many Christians, it's very difficult for us to humble ourselves. I believe it's twofold. I believe we need to humble ourselves before God. But I also believe we need to humble ourselves before one another. And our culture today has not taught people to be humble about anything. And I see it in the lives of people all the time. In rebellion, people refuse to hear God. They refuse to obey God. God's plan is laid out for us. God's word is before us. You have God's word. You have God's plan before you today. And people read God's word, and they hear God's word preached, and they see God's word, and they see it in the lives of people, and they say, no, not for me. I'm not going to do it. Therefore, you've not humbled yourself before God. If you want to experience God's plan for revival, first you must realize that you've been called by God. You are God's child. But secondly, you must humble yourselves before God and before one another. And that's difficult. That is real difficult for a lot of people to do. But that is one of the steps in the formula for revival. But it goes on to say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Now here's the second thing. I think statistics, and I'm not exactly sure about this, but I think statistics tell us that the average Christian prays about 90 seconds. The average preacher prays anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes a day. Now, folks, that's a detriment to the Church of Jesus Christ, isn't it? We want revival. We need revival in our land. Every one of you would agree with me on that. We need revival. We need God to do something in our land. Yet the problem is we're not willing to humble ourselves and pray. We're not willing to seek God's face. What does it say? It goes on to say, and pray and seek my face. That is to find out God's will for our lives. What's God's will for your life? What's God's will for your life? What's God's will for all of our lives? I can tell you one thing I know for sure is God's will for everybody in here is that everybody is saved. That's God's will. Everybody's a child of God. That's God's will for your life right now. The second thing involves service to Him. Are you willing to do what God has called you to do? Are you willing to follow His steps? Bibi talked about her call. She's obeying the Lord Jesus because she's obeying Him. She is filled with His Spirit. She is controlled by His Spirit. You can see as she sings, it's not about her, it's about Him. Amen? We need to not only be humble ourselves and seek it and pray, but we need to seek His face. And then the last thing it says, we need to turn from our wicked ways. We need to turn from our sin. The greatest problem today in the Christian community in America is people's unwillingness to turn from their sin. They love their sin. Love it. They love sin. It's fun for a season. You love it for a while, then you get addicted to it. Then it controls you. Love that sin. Let me ask you a question. And again, I don't want you to answer this, but I want you to think about it. Is there some of you here today or some of you people here today and you've got fault with a brother or sister? Maybe you're upset about something they did or something they did do. Are you harboring something in your heart? Is there some attitude you have in your heart concerning someone else or something else? Are you carrying a grudge? Folks, you'll never experience revival as long as you're carrying that sin. Let me give you some other things. You know what my biggest sin is? My biggest sin is right now, and I've got a lot of them, amen, but I'll tell you mine, right? The biggest one is faithlessness on my part. Sometimes I don't trust God enough to do things. Sometimes I think God needs help. God doesn't need my help to do anything. And it's the faithlessness on my part to trust God to provide and take care of things. That's a sin. Apathy is a sin. Complacency is a sin. Indifference to sin. You're sitting here saying, Brother Robert, I hadn't committed immorality. I hadn't done anything. What about those other things? What about complacency and apathy and indifference? What about those sins? What about faithlessness? What about those sins? He says, confess our sin. Confess our sin. Turn from our sin. That's what he says. Notice what else he says. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Folks, we need to hear from God today. I need to hear from God today. Amen. This is not about you. This is not about me. It's about Him. Only God can send revival. Only God can do it. But folks, here's the formula for you and I. If my people, those who are saved or born again, call upon my name, who call and humble themselves, humble ourselves before God and one another, and pray and seek God's face and turn from the wicked ways. Then and only then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. God's formula for revival is available for every person here today. Let's pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want to speak to two groups of people right now. I don't want any unnecessary movement. James is going to begin to play. I'm going to speak to the saved, and then I'm going to speak to the lost. If you're saved and you want revival, you're missing something in your life. Something's not there that you want. You've become apathetic. You become complacent. You become indifferent. You become cold. You know what's happened is you've left your first love, and that's the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you want that first love rekindled and stirred? I want to ask you Christians right now to imagine with me you're alone by yourself, and I want you to draw a circle around yourself where you are alone. And the reason I do that is I don't want you to compare yourself to anybody else. I want you to draw an imaginary circle around yourself, then I want you to look up. Imagine you're looking up and you see Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Because, folks, it's all about Him. And as you look up and as you see Him crucified on that cross for you, you're saying in your heart, Lord Jesus, I need revival. I need to be stirred. I need to be awakened. Lord, I'm sorry for not putting You first. I'm sorry for allowing other things to come between You and me. I'm sorry, God, for allowing this cloud to come between us. Lord, I want to experience Your presence in my life. Lord, I'm sorry for not spending time with You in prayer and devotion. I'm sorry, Lord, for not seeking Your face. Say it right now in your heart of hearts. Lord Jesus, I need revival. You've drawn that circle around yourself and you said, Lord, it's not about my brother, it's not about my sister, but it's about me, O Lord. Me, O Lord, standing in Your need. God, I confess my sin to You. Best I know how, I turn from those sins. And I acknowledge Your Lordship in my life. Jesus, You are Lord. You are Lord. I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus, for saving me, for changing me, for giving me new life. And Lord Jesus, send revival in my heart. Stir my heart. I pray in Jesus' name. I want to speak to those of you who aren't saved. You don't know the Lord Jesus. I want to encourage you today. If I could, I'd come to you and talk to you, but I'm not going to embarrass anyone. I've never done that, and I never would. Some of you here today are not saved. You don't know Jesus Christ in a personal way. You know about Him. A lot of you probably prayed that sinner's prayer a dozen times, but you still don't know Him. And it's because the reason you don't know Him mostly likely is because you're not willing to forsake some sin in your life. You're holding on to something. Lost friend, I encourage you now to repent of your sin. That's the first step. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Say to yourself, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I can't save myself. Say that in your heart of hearts. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I can't save myself. Lord Jesus, I ask You to forgive me of all my sin. I believe You died on the cross to save me. And I believe You rose on that third day that I might have everlasting life. Dear Jesus, I ask You now to save me and change me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me and change me. And help me to live for You. In Jesus' name.